We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Sorry about the long break. Had a little connectivity issues here, so we got it fixed, I think. So we got some members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition today. Just the ladies, though, today, which is not a bad deal. We have Christine Benny, Secretary of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Welcome, Christine.
Good morning.
We have Janet Nichols, past president of the Veterans Coalition. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Melody Sexton with publicity for the Veterans Coalition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always good to have you guys on. We talk a lot about the parade coming up here later in the year, but it's always good to kind of rehash what is the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, if you guys want to tell that to anybody who's maybe not aware.
Sure. Hi, everyone. This is Janet, and we are, the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is a group of patriotic individuals who come together every month starting in March to promote patriotism throughout the community. That's both Manhattan and the Flint Hills. And we do that several different ways, mainly through the annual Veterans Day Parade that's on November 11th. We're really excited about that to get started next month on March 9th. But we also do some other good works throughout the community to that those same ends. We have veteran scholarships at K-State, Manhattan Christian College, and Manhattan Area Technical College as well for eligible veterans. And then we also do a few things with Habitat for Humanity's Veteran Build Program. So we either do repairs or do ability updates to the house as needed for eligible veterans. We also have a respite program through the local area Habitat, Home Care and Hospice, and help them out. And then other things that come up as they come along. We are also a supporter of the ROTC program at K-State. We help Army ROTC with their Recondo competition, help them get to that competition every year. And I know I can't remember what it is. We do something with the Air Force ROTC as well. So we support the local VFW and the local American Legions. We try to get around, and we're trying to expand. So we're trying to broaden our focus. We want to go throughout the Flint Hills and really help people out. So we're really aiming this year to focus on playing a larger role throughout the Flint Hills community, not just in Manhattan, because that's our name.
Has the COVID-19 pandemic, Jana, has that made it harder to connect with people?
Well, initially, yes. We missed a few meetings last year. We used to meet here at the Chamber of Commerce at my office, but that wasn't big enough. Also, at first, nobody was meeting. And then we moved to the Utopia Room over at St. Thomas More Catholic Church. They have a lot of room to spread out. We Zoomed some meetings. Now, I believe this year we're going to show them on Facebook. Melody can address a lot of the improved communications we're going for. But through a fluke last year for the parade, we ended up broadcasting it on multiple platforms with help from the city of Manhattan, Angel FM, K-Man on Facebook. And really, we got our parade to veterans who were not able to attend. And we've had those issues in the past. The year before, I don't know if you remember, but it was dreadfully cold. It was an anniversary of World War II. We had-
I think we have to redefine dreadfully cold.
Oh, yeah, well, true, yeah. Melody and I are from Florida. That was the coldest I've ever been in. Oh. I don't know.
Yeah,
it used to be 40 was cold for us.
Oh, growing up, 50 degrees, dead of winter, break out your coat. I mean, that was me in Miami. I didn't see snow till I was 22. So
yeah, I was 40.
Dang.
Long ago, by the way.
So anyway, but we ended up broadcasting and reaching a group that we want to reach. We want older veterans who cannot get to the parade to be able to experience their parade. And now we're going to do that from now on. So yes, it's been a challenge, but, has had some really great, unexpected, positive results from getting around those challenges, figuring it out, sticking to it. And that's because the Veterans Coalition is a great team of doers. And so I'll drop it there.
Okay.
Well, might drop.
I might just say thank God the Veterans Day is not in February, because that would just have been horrible yesterday or the day before. But, you know, you've mentioned a lot of people can join the coalition, and I might ask Christine to come on here and talk a little bit about that. Who's this open to?
First of all, I'm a Kansas girl, and the last couple of days have been way too cold for this girl. So I'm ready for some warmer weather. But the coalition. So I joined the coalition, 6 or 7 years ago, I think. Yeah. And so it is wonderful group of people to work with. Anyone can join. Anyone can join. If you love America and if you want to promote patriotism in our community, then the Veterans Coalition is where you want to be. Although we do have the majority of our members are veterans from all service branches, anyone can join. So we, with our organization, we are able to promote patriotism. The more people that we have, and if you love America, this is the group to be in.
And it's definitely. And it's an all volunteer organization too, which I think is great. So all of the money we raise goes into our projects. So mm-hmm. I think that's an amazing thing. Christine actually came up with the, and this is Melody speaking right now. Christine actually came up with the idea of FaceTime live streaming the meetings. And go ahead and tell them about that.
Yeah. So starting on March 9th, we're going to be live streaming our meetings. Then with our senior living facilities and our members that live there, it's really hard for them to get out and get to our meetings. And sometimes it's just hard to get out. I'm right on the cusp of that age that I don't want to go out when it's snowing or it's icy or it's cold. I don't want to go out. And so we're able to Facebook Live our meetings each month. Each month our meetings start Tuesday, March 9th, like Janet said. They start and we'll be holding them at the Utopia Room at St. Thomas More. Thank you so much for them for allowing us to have our meetings there. We're able to spread out. But if you can't come, the FaceTime Live is the way to do it. And we'll be having our meetings at 10 o'clock. Look on FaceTime through Facebook mm-hmm. through the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. And you'll be able to, participate if you can. You'll be able to, ask some questions if you need to. We'll be able to have someone answer those questions as we go along, hopefully. So we invite everyone. Everyone can join in.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And I see here in our notes, and I'm really curious and excited about this project here. But Christine, tell us more about this walking, driving tour of Veterans Memorials here in Manhattan.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, we were looking at some ways to start expanding more than as much as we love doing the Veterans Day Parade. It's in November, and we really want to do something for veterans all throughout the year. So the walking driving tour of the Veterans Memorials in Manhattan was a project that was started with Wynn Butler several years ago. And he was able to work with us and give us all the information that he's worked really hard on to give it to us to be able to, we're going to put it into an app, and then you can go onto the app and you'll be able to go to all the Veterans Coalition or veteran memorials within the area. And we'll start with Manhattan, and hopefully we'll be able to expand that out to the region. So we're very excited about that. And we really want to thank Wynn Butler for all of that work that done in the past, and now we'll be able to take that and move it forward to an app that we can all use. So we're looking forward to that.
And he really did do a lot of work on that. It's just kind of handed to us pretty complete. I'm excited about that one. That's one of many new initiatives this year. So I'm very excited about that.
Cool. So I'm going to say, I imagine we'll see probably more information about that here in the next couple months.
Yeah, I hope to get that. We will get that all ready to go. So Memorial, you'll have opportunity to go around and see our veterans memorials in our area.
All right, very good. Well, let's take our break here, and we'll come back. We'll talk about some other things, including plans for the Veterans Day Parade here in 2021. We're talking with members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition on News Radio KMAN.